Welcome back to this episode of Thick and Tired with Corinne and Cass.
Hello, everyone.
You are gonna hear me say at least 10 times this episode that I love my hair like this because I've never worn it like this before.
It's like very clueless, like little
like 90210, but like I'm into it.
Very Brittany Murphy and clueless.
But it's cute, right? I feel like I have to compensate because I look like trash today. So
I love it. You don't look like
Well,
trash.
My makeup and my hair look cute, but like I'm looking like my outfit is just trash because I just woke up this morning and I was like, my allergies were fucking killing me.
Okay.
Number one.
And then you were like,
number two, never had allergies until I hit my 30s. Now I'm like, this is trash. This is disgusting. I feel so bad for anyone who suffers with allergies. It's awful. Yeah.
Sam Seda is literally, Farahona, is literally running around the store sneezing, and they are the loudest. They scare everyone in here.
Yeah.
Way more than yours. She puts you to shame.
Does she have to be like, I'm sorry, I'm not sick? Because that's what everyone does. I was at my wedding this past Saturday. First of all, it's supposed to be 95% chance of rain this Saturday. Beautiful. Stunning. On the beach.
Stunning, beautiful.
Thank God. Couple.
Oh, my God.
Sam, the my lawyer bride that came in here and looked at the podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
And her boss, Guy, he came up to me at the wedding. He's like, I showed the editor yours. This is what I want. Nicest guy ever.
Stop it.
He's great. He's such a good, amazing. Great, like, charismatic, like, good guy. But
I love it. So he took our advice.
Yes.
And, yeah, he loved what we did. Great. I love that.
It was a beautiful day.
That's exciting.
But I was like the whole time. And I was like, sorry, I'm not sick to everybody. And they're like, probably like, this bitch is sick as shit. Get away from me.
Sick as shit.
Because
shit's pretty sick.
Yeah. So that's that. But it was a stunning weekend overall. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was like, it was pretty busy here for the most part. But, you know, such is life right now. So the tariffs are killing us. So we have a lot of girls that are very far out at their weddings.
Yeah.
And you were just trucking along. But a lot of girls are coming too far out from their wedding.
Like, how far is too far out?
Anything over 2 years is way too...
You know what? I personally feel like anything over 2 years, you're just going to, like, go... I want that experience. But, like, it's too soon because you're going to get...
We were booked
two
this
more
weekend,
seats of dresses.
And I was like, it kind of stunk because there were a couple of girls that we had on waiting lists this weekend that we weren't able to accommodate that had, like, weddings that were, like, ASAP.
Yeah.
And then we had other people at their weddings were too far out. So,
right.
You know, it's just unfortunate because, like,
and
it's not, you know, like, obviously I love all the brides.
Right.
But it just stinks when I have, when girls, people come in and they have no wedding date. Or anything, and then
you can't say no.
Exactly, and I have to turn away girls or say, I'm so sorry, I don't have anything this weekend. And they're like, oh, I'm coming from out of state. This is the only week I'm in town, and there's no way for us to, you know, we're only so many people, and you have to have a stylist. So
I know.
Yeah, it kind of just sucks. Like, I hate telling people no.
I know. Don't you want to be like, you're a greedy bitch? You're not shopping yet. Bye.
No, I don't want to say that. I just hate.
I do.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can tell them.
That's why I'm not on the floor anymore.
Facts. But otherwise, all in all, it was pretty good.
We had our latest dream dress. Did we talk about the latest dream dress appointment that we had? We had
Betty. Steph. Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Yes, Betty we had, and we have two more coming up.
We have two more coming up. And then I think the next one will drop on Monday. So you'll see Kiara.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, so we have one
coming
up
fantastic.
That you guys will be able to check out on YouTube, and that's super exciting, so everyone should go and watch that. The other one's doing really well, so,
And we just posted our last clip from last week with the notifications. I am getting so much shit for that. People are messaging me and sending me, like, their videos and screenshots of their phone screen
with
notifications.
A bunch of notifications.
Yeah, and I'm like, you are literally trash. I'm not laughing at you. I don't think you're funny. I think you're trash. Go get help. Like, I'm gonna call your mother on you.
That's horrible.
Dude, like, look at this. Like, how do you? Are you like? What if there's? What if it's like from like the Social Security? What is about like your taxes or about like?
I can't not look at my emails. So to me, that kicks in. I don't have a crazy like OCD situation, but I do have certain things that are OCD.
Like what?
Like this. That's bothering me. Like, I can't touch it because it's
what
your camera.
It?
But, like, it's like this is off-centered from the box and the box isn't perfect. Like, I'll go around, like, push chairs to a certain way. Like, when I go up front, the girls, I always push the stools to the out and to the left. I don't know. It's very weird. The pillows. There's just certain things that I have to have, like, in a certain...
But you're good at that. You're good at, like, interior designing, interior decorating. Your house is very... the feng shui is popping in your house, I will say. Yeah. You have, like, that's, like, a weird thing you're good at.
I'm fixing my camera.
Okay. Yeah.
You're right. I only know like two or three things with feng shui. One being that a mirror should never face your bed. That's really bad feng shui.
Why?
I don't know. It has something to do with bouncing energy or something. Oh. I don't know. The other one being that if you have a office, your desk chair. So when you're sitting in your desk chair should never have your back to the door because you're blocking money. And your home office or your office that you work in at work needs to face the entryway. So you have flow. And then there's something else. Oh, I can't remember what it was. And then I was like, shit, I have that. But I was like, oh, well, I don't have a choice because I don't have anywhere to put it. I can't remember what it was.
Though. I'm like that, though. When I go out to a restaurant, I always have to face where their door is. I can't have my back towards people.
That's like a man thing.
It's like a Tony Soprano complex. That's what I call it. Because, you know, he always has to watch.
I think it's because you're such a dominant.
You think so?
100%. You're very you give off very dominant energy like that.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. So it's you're not you're in your feminine, in the way you dress and stuff, but your attitude is very a controlling
man. Are you calling me a man?
No, I'm not calling.
No. Why can't that be
it can be, but you're very in touch with that masculinity, that part of you that, yeah.
It's a thing of relationship.
Yeah, do you, when, okay, wait. All right, perfect. I'm so glad Gianna just brought this up.
Thank you, Gianna.
When you're home with Rob,
yeah.
Do you sit back into your feminine energy or not at all? Do you ever let Rob take the reel?
No, because all that right, would, so would fucking get done. So I gotta take the reel.
Really?
What do you mean? Right. I get what you mean. I think so. What?
Who, if you guys are walking, because this is another big relationship, who walks on the side of the street?
That's a big thing, by the way.
I think Rob.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scarlett.
Scarlett's pushing them both. Scarlett's
driving the bus on the side. Yeah. No. Yeah. Rob.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So there's things, but yeah, you have that type of energy. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Yeah.
You're
of course.
Boss bitch.
Yeah.
But I was just curious if you step, because I don't as much. It depends on what we're doing.
Yeah.
At home, but I definitely like to sit back into my, with Paul. That's why I'm mushy with him.
Yeah.
But I he's not, he doesn't, I don't know if he just not.
I, yeah, but no, but Rob's on. The same way. Cause I like to be mushy. So I'll be like, Rob, rub my back. He'd be like,
oh yeah. We talked about this.
Get the fuck,
Paul's literally fuck the worst massager in the world.
Literally. No, I get it.
I'm like, don't bother. I'll just go to a fucking masseuse. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Give me your credit card. Wait, what we were saying last week, weird things that we're good at. We said that Gianna's really good at death collages.
Yeah, Gianna's good. Gianna has made 20... Gianna, how many funeral... Gianna has made...
You know when people, pass away?
Funeral boards.
Yes, funeral boards. When people pass away, you go and you
it's create, It's funny, boards. But not funny
it's
at all.
It's not funny at all, but it's a thing. Gianna excels... It's
literally a thing.
And Gianna excels at the death collages.
It's not just the funeral boards. It's the collages.
And well, that's a funeral board, Gianna. Do you enjoy making them? You do? Yeah, you fucking...
I like
she's a sick bitch. Boards. Are you Wednesday Addams?
No.
I know, boards. Do you sit... When someone dies, you're like, yes, let me go to mother... Yeah. Let me go to the photo albums.
I enjoy the funeral boards.
Well, that's what it's called. The picture boards.
Collages.
The boards, death collages.
Oh, okay. So she's saying any board in general that has to do with photos and stuff and putting things together, she's into it.
Do you like scrapbooking?
It just happens to be that the only one she's made the most of is funeral boards.
Well, that's not my fault. You'd be great at scrapbooking.
That's true.
You would be really good at scrapbooking.
I was a child. I had one, but I never did it
since. What, a death collage when you were a child?
What?
Scrapbook.
She has scrapbooks. Made them since she's...
If I printed out photos, would you make a scrapbook for me?
You should make an Ivory Main scrapbook.
We should.
Oh, we should make that.
That'd be funny.
I have that board, in the back of all of us from when Sarah was here. Because the crew that when Sarah was working and Sarah passed away a couple years ago.
Yes. Which is
But a couple
crazy.
People have said, and you know that I'm just people have said to me, oh, you should take that down.
Why?
I don't know. And I was and I don't speak to this person anymore. It's been years. But I'm
Just who? Beep it out. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh. That bitch has ice running through her veins. She's got slurpy ice cubes.
I was just why do I have to take it down?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. And I just think it's such a memory from, like, it's that time. And that was such a great crew that we had at that time. Well, like, we had... Yeah, but we had a lot of fun.
No, we did. That was, like, the OG crew. There's so many
videos from then. And, yeah, it was really, like, the first... It was, like, me, you, Sam, Sarah, Brian, Andrea. Like, there was so many.
It was good.
Gianna. And Gianna was a baby.
Gianna literally, like...
Yeah.
That was in, like, training bras.
I don't think Gianna's... Little G. I don't think Gianna's worn a train bra since she's, like, 9.
No, I'm just saying, she was a child. I bought the store.
Yeah, she was a baby.
Gianna grew up in the store. Literally. She grew up in the shop.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I hate when people come in and they're like, I don't think that girl knew what she was talking about. I'm like, Gianna can do this job better than I can.
Yeah, go to
she's
hell.
She's literally better than me. If you get Gianna as a stylist, you should be lucky.
Yeah.
She's, yeah.
And whoever says that,
her eyes closed. Yourself. Well, right. She is going to run it one day when I retire.
Literally.
Me and Cassie are going to retire, and Gianna is going to take over.
Yeah. I plan on retiring in a couple months.
My camera keeps sliding.
Let's get on that. So something that I'm trying to think of what, like, a weird thing that I am very good at that other people aren't that great at. I have to think. Gianna's death collages. Yours is feng shui. Gia, what are you oddly good at? Gia, you're just... What, Gia?
Wait.
Like, what's a weird talent? Be like, oh, wow.
Mine is not feng shui. Oh,
well, what weird thing are you good at?
I got nothing. I literally have nothing.
Yeah.
I had something.
But my brother-in-law, Bob.
My paper's gone.
My brother-in-law is he's 6'7", sergeant in the NYPD.
Oh, my. Wait,
is 6'7"? Is amazing.
Holy shit. That's a tall man.
Knows how to do a ponytail in his daughter's hair like nobody.
Does he do it with the vacuum
cleaner? He calls himself Ponytail Bob. His name's Bob.
I love that.
Like, Tara will walk in with, like, a beautiful pony. I'll be like, oh, wow. And he'll be like, yeah, I'm Ponytail Bob. Like, this giant man putting his little tods.
I love that.
It was so cute. Like, that's a weird, like, weird, funny
thing. I love when I see... I'm not gonna lie. I love when I see these big guys that are, like, tough, like, seem tough, like, and rough and rigid and everything, and then just be, like, the sweetest fathers, like,
nothing
ever.
Hotter.
Like, nothing.
Nothing hotter. Facts. Nothing fucking hotter.
But, like, nothing makes my heart. Like, I'm just, like.
Speaking
and
of.
And you know that, like, he literally will turn around and, like, rip anybody to shreds.
Rob, the other day.
I just absolutely love that.
Rob will put his Scarlett's bow on his hat when she, like, rips it off at a park. Hot. Hot as hell.
That's hot.
Yeah, hot as hell. Right. I'm like, don't even put a suit on. Just put her fucking bow on your hat and, like, thank
just
you.
Just have at it.
See, literally.
Wow. I love a good suit, so I'm not gonna lie. When Paul has to wear a suit, I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Now I know why I married you. What else is going on? What else you got for me? What's in our clothing carts? Nothing. Why are clothes crops?
Wait a minute. You don't have anything? You don't have any carts going right now?
I do have carts. You know what? It's so funny because I'll be scrolling through, like, at night when I can't sleep, when my husband's passed out in 2 seconds, like we fucking talked about, and I will have, like, Eloquii open, Torrid open. I will have City Chic open, and, like, there will be millions of things in my carts. And I'm okay. Like, oh, and, like, sometimes I'll be delirious and I'll buy them.
Oh.
And other times, like, I won't. It'll just sit there.
Huh.
What do you have in your cart?
Oh, my God. I have so many things right now. My Eloquii cart has, like... a bunch of tops and, like, two pairs. I just bought, like,
did you clean out your closet?
I cleaned my closet.
Okay, where's my video. Stuff? Where's the garbage bag of stuff for Cassidy?
Okay, so I threw out... Hold on!
No, go to hell.
Just...
I'm done. I'm leaving.
Sit down.
Nope.
Such an asshole. Get back here! Wait, are those pants from Tor... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cargo. No, I threw out stuff that, like, obviously is, like, stained, ripped, all those things. Fine. It was, like, a couple of shirts, t-shirts, like, bleached, anything like that. I was like, okay, why am I keeping these? Then I cleaned my entire closet. I literally have a video. What is going on?
I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
Again with this.
Let's see the video.
I can't show it to you now. It's, like, 5 minutes long. I have to, like, cut it down and, like, put it. I put myself in fast forward cleaning my closet. And I'll tell you why I did this. Because I wanted to write... I post about, like, I've been in a funk for weeks now.
Yeah, I know you have.
It's so bad and I can't get out of it. So I did this post to show, like, basically, like, what depression looks like.
Functioning,
like,
it can look like literally, are you depressed? Like,
anything. A little bit. My camera will not stay straight. I don't know what's going on. It keeps falling.
Tight in the back.
Oh.
You're literally depressed?
I believe, and I think I've had this for years, I definitely believe that I have, like, a functioning... Thank you, Gia.
You go to therapy?
No. I did. You want to hear a funny story about therapy? Mm-hmm. Okay, because maybe... Gia's already laughing. So, I had a therapist that I was using online, and then, okay, yeah, that's better.
No, but you gotta go to the therapist.
I'm probably gonna have to. I'm gonna have to go to Gia's girl.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. She yeah. sounds amazing.
Wow. She just, her whole face lit up.
So I had this woman who I like, I really, really liked her. Like, yeah. I really liked her.
Yeah.
And we were talking and talking for like a couple of months. And then all of a sudden, poof, she disappeared.
Was she AI? Was she a bot?
No. It was like a real person. And I was like, okay, this is weird. And then I was like, did I make her quit? I mean, I know I'm a little fucked up, but am I that fucked up? Anyway, I had contacted them and was like, listen, you know, I was talking to my woman. They had to give me like a month's refund too, because they were like, we don't know what happened to her. We can't even get in touch with her. She just like disappeared into like thin air. So whatever. And then I tried this other woman. And in the beginning, I was like, okay, she seems like she was like a good fit. And then all of a sudden she was like, okay, so I'm going to give you these workbooks. I'm like, lady, I don't have time for workbooks. We don't
like, want to workbook.
I just want to talk. And I have to, I'm not going to lie to you. She was a little too religious for me.
Okay.
So that didn't click with me. And then at that time I was like, you know what? This was like a year ago.
Where are you finding these people?
There's places online, like yeah,
no,
online.
No, ones. You have to like.
Lots of people do online because yeah. I don't always have the time.
Yeah, I know.
To
I
go and do something once a week. So that's
is yours lot. Online, Gia?
I have the option to do it virtually with her.
Yeah.
So we started out like virtual. I think it was just like the times. And then we transitioned back. Or I think I was maybe in college. I forgot where I was.
Oh, so she's been with you for a while.
You've been with her for a while. Yeah. So she like knows Gia.
A lot
yeah.
of them, they'll give you the option to do it because they have like a secure platform.
You know what? It's just, whose therapist just up, like.
Did she die?
I hope not. That'd be weird.
John will do a death board for her. Let us know.
I hope she didn't die, but she was nice. But you know what? And that was the other thing too. I'm like, now I have to start all over again. You know, like you get through all of this stuff and you're like, okay, great. Like I'm to a place where I'm like, you know, you tell them everything and then all of a sudden you're like, she up and.
No, I know.
Start all over again. But it makes. So then when the second lady, I was like, okay. And then I started all over. And now I'm like, fuck it, man. I am the queen of detachment. So I'm really, that's my superpower.
What does that mean?
It means that when something really bothers me, I'm just like, you know what? I've had enough of this.
No. I think about it for 5 years.
No, I can't.
I'm the worst.
That's why I said, you know what?
Complete opposite.
I probably need therapy just for the detachment.
Yeah, literally. All right, well, go get fucking therapy. All right. Stop being sad.
I'm not sad.
Bitch, I don't want to do this with you if you're sad.
Do I look sad to you?
No, but you're like, I'm functionally depressed.
No, that's not what I said. I said I have bouts where I'm a functioning.
I think everyone does have bouts of like severe. Yeah. It's the females. We're hormonal and we're all over
the place.
I think
it's hormonal 100%. Too because I don't ever really remember being like this bad. Yeah. But like it's definitely can it affects you, the perimenopause right, stuff. So
everyone know. Pray for Corinne out there. Thank you so much. Man.
You're rude. Christ I'm trying almighty. Not to curse this episode because your mom said don't.
So. That's honestly that really annoyed me. Tara, if you're watching. Get over it. Don't even listen. Don't support your daughter then.
Meanwhile, my mom that's doesn't me. Even watch, so she's never gonna say anything.
She goes, you know, you don't have to curse that much on Thick and Tired. I'm like, all right. Like, I don't know what to tell you. You know?
Well, I'm trying to do your mom right.
All right, so fine. I'm we should try. Gonna... Every time we should want to curse, we should be like.
Like or if I hear you curse, I'll buzz you.
Yeah, buzz. That's a good idea.
This is going to be a lot of buzzing.
Anyway.
All right. So, I, because I don't know how to bring this up with you.
Are okay. we all right? Is everyone all right?
Everyone's fine. So I'm watching TikTok the other day.
Okay.
Okay.
And I don't have TikTok.
She doesn't have TikTok. Because so I cannot send her the video.
She
literally has not seen any of this. There were two videos that I saw that were kind of like in conjunction with each other. And I was like, these are fabulous. And I can't wait to talk about these on the podcast. And I want to see what everyone else thinks.
Are you okay. going to show me them?
They're a little longish, but I can kind of like show you the beginning. So yeah, that would probably be great. Let's see.
The reason why I don't have TikTok is because it would really F up my productivity. I feel like I'm on my phone too much as it is.
Okay.
And if I had TikTok, like, I wouldn't be present with my family, my daughter, nothing. So I had to, like...
So you had to, like...
Take it down.
Take down. Okay.
And I'm fine with it.
So this is the first one that I'm really interested in. So let's... Oh.
And no one thought to mention. So were all of you out there just blow drying your undercarriages and no one thought to mention it? So I had lunch with two friends today, you know, and somewhere along the line, our conversation turns to vaginas. Listen, we're all menopausal women. And if you have good friends in your life, that comes up. That shouldn't be
vaginas. We love them.
Yeah.
But one of them says after they shower, part of their routine is they put their leg up on a ledge and then they take a blow dryer, right? And they blow dry
their
undercarriage, you know?
Okay, so that's like, what? That's literally all we need to hear about from her.
Burn your labias? Oh,
I was like, I don't even know where to go with this. Is this a thing? Because I'm not doing it.
But this is like a... Absolutely not.
She seems stunned, but those two people that she was talking to seem like this is a thing. I've never blow dried my lady cakes in my entire life.
I'm in pain thinking about it.
Well, I mean, listen, you're not... It's not like a curling iron. Like, you're not... Could you imagine?
When I blow dry my hair with my diffuser, I feel like the heat and it, like, I'm like, ooh, that hurts a little bit.
Well, I mean, you can put it on a low heat, but like...
Should we start?
So people in the comments were like basically like, yeah, of course. Like it was really crazy. Like some of the comments, oh, this lady said should one use a diffuser to keep the curls tight. That's fabulous. That's
wait, literally go to the gold. Comment, because the comment section on social media is more funny.
Let's see. I'm never gonna look at the wait, this one said I'm never going to look at a hotel dryer the same again.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
Bringing mine from home from now on. Oh my God, so if you're at a hotel.
Don't even talk to me about this.
Stop it. Who uses a hotel blow dryer though?
I never.
I bring my Dyson everywhere with me. It's like,
excuse me. Corinne brings her Dyson everywhere.
I mean, it says not me reading all 7,000 comments rolling around laughing. So I just like, don't try this in a public restroom. I hear it's frowned upon.
Wait. I just Googled it. Do people blow dry their vaginas?
Yeah.
Yes, some people do use a blow dryer on a low, cool setting to dry their vulva area.
Okay, let me just say
After a shower bath, this is typically done to avoid moisture that could lead to irritation or yeast infections. However, it's important to follow these safety tips. Use the cool or lowest heat setting. Keep the dryer at a safe distance.
I told you.
Limit the time to just a few seconds.
Okay. So I'll just put it out there. For me, I don't like. Is it the hair thing? Because then I don't have a. There's nothing there. So.
Oh.
Like I don't know. Like, is that like a thing? Which brings me into my next thing, because it seems like that's a generational thing.
She was an older. She was in like that woman. She's that's an definitely old woman. Older.
No, I'm talking about your area down there. Like girls nowadays are kind of like. Free bush in it.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
These bitches. I don't know.
Who's
these bitches.
Bushed up?
They got hairy armpits. They got free. I honestly, like, I don't know what is happening. I have to tell you, me and my friends, we're all like early mid 30s. I remember a couple of, like, maybe like last summer, we all went out to dinner in Besito and West Islip. And then we're like, let's go out in Babylon. Let's hit the freaking town. You know what I mean? And like, when I was younger, going out was always. Jeans, a cute top, and, like, heels. Always. Doesn't matter where we're going. Like, always cute. Like, whatever. We're out. We're at Lily Flanagan's in Babylon. Okay. And obviously the crowd is younger. I look around. There are dirty shoes, dirty sneakers everywhere. I'm sitting there. And I wasn't even, like, I was, like, had a good buzz going. And I'm like, girls, I'm like, let's form a circle. So they all circled around me. I'm like, look at everyone's feet. These girls were wearing baggy-ass jeans and dirty-ass white sneakers.
Yeah, I don't think they go to the, like, well, first of all, there's, like, no clubs on Long Island anymore. Like, there's no place to really go for any of these kids to go. But when they, like you said, where were you, Lily Flanagan?
Lily Flanagan's Babylon. Okay.
Yeah, so they are going in sneakers. I don't understand that.
I took it upon myself when I was in the bathroom.
Did you
buy
all
the
more shoes?
No, I was drunk in the bathroom. And I was like surrounded by these little children. And I'm like Mother Goose. And I'm like, I befriended a girl like old times in the bathroom. I was like, honey, I'm like.
No, you didn't.
I did too. I was like, I have to ask you something. And I was like, I don't know how I said it, but I'm like, listen, I'm a lot older than you guys. And like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, but is this what like you guys wear out to like the clubs and stuff like that? She's like, yeah. She said that sometimes they dirty their sneakers on purpose.
What?
Is this a fucking thing?
What is the point of that? Why?
Me and my friends used to walk barefoot around Penn Station. Penn Station. Blood, blisters, bleeding.
Yeah.
The streets of Manhattan, and these bitches are walking around in their Air Force Ones, dirty, dirty-ass sneakers.
I do remember many a night doing that walk to Penn and being like, I can't even. And I was the one that was like, I'm not taking off my shoes.
No.
And being like, I can't physically do this. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't walk another inch without dying.
Wash my feet in the Rose's Pizzeria in Penn Station bathroom, shit-faced off my mind with a cigarette in my tits. And this generation is walking around.
Wait a minute.
And no, listen. And this generation is walking around with the luxury of being in socks and sneakers. Yet here I am and my girlies dying.
Wait, you were getting on the drunk train?
100%. I was the drunk train, bitch.
Well, that I believe.
Okay. The mayor of the drunk train. Don't you forget it. Don't you forget it.
My friend almost got set on fire on the drunk train.
Really? I probably was the one to do it.
No, it was a guy.
Dirty fucking sneakers. I'm over it. What are you watching over there? You're nothing. Not paying
I'm trying
to, me.
To get to my other
anyway,
video.
Anyway, blow-drying vaginas, dirty-ass sneakers, hair.
I don't know. Well, I don't understand the blow-drying of the thing. But now I'm like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little curious.
Listen.
I go home later and be like.
I'll text you later. Let's see how it feels.
Let's do it. Compare notes.
I'm just
notes.
Picturing Scarlett accidentally walking in on that. Like, that's all I need. Anyway.
She's gonna walk in the bathroom and I'm gonna have my leg up on the.
I can't. Oh, shit. It's what great. Else? Is there another video about that?
So, going into that, so again, like, I kind of, like, was in a rabbit hole of vaginas at this point. Yeah. Like, all this, like, stuff. Great. Like, you fabulous. Know, who has hair, who doesn't have hair, who's got, like, little landing strip. Like, it was a whole big thing.
Yeah.
And then I stumbled upon a wiping situation. And I was like, interesting. We've all grew up, okay, we all grew up going front to back, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's so clean.
Apparently, there was a waxer, which again, you can look up on TikTok, who was saying that there's women that, you know, she was basically giving a PSA, being like, you know, you really need to wipe front to back because when, wait a minute, I have to ask you a question. Do you go to get waxed?
No.
Have you ever?
No.
Okay, me either. Is it like something that you just don't?
No, I don't.
Yeah, like I just feel like one swipe down there while I'm in the shower, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, I don't need to. Yeah.
But my friends, a lot of my friends do.
Yeah,
it.
And same.
Like, okay. Yeah.
So she was basically saying like all these like things about like, you know, like, I guess like sanitary reasons and stuff. But then that took me into another TikTok that was like split wiping because apparently this is a thing.
Yeah.
Split wiping.
The look of fear in these girls' eyes. She was like this. What? What? Please tell me right now.
Split wiping is back to front and front to back because she was like, How are you doing that? How are you doing that when you have your period?
Like, what do you mean?
She's basically saying, how are you doing back front to back when you have your period? So there's a thing called split wiping. So when you have certain things are going down, watch, I'll show you.
I don't want to see split wipe.
No, she's not showing you.
Says that's the only answer. Who is wiping front to back? Are you Inspector Gadget Ho? Your arm extends? I'm sorry. I know it's not back to front. That's gaga. That's gross.
That's gaga.
But split wiping is, I feel like that's how I've always been taught. I always thought everybody did it that way. I don't know what front to back. Like, what if it's your time of the month?
Yeah.
Think about it.
I get it.
Wiping all that back there? That's gross.
I get it.
This whole debate, a video was made about wiping.
The wax lady.
She's a waxer, bless
no.
you.
I must be doing it wrong for the last 37 years. And then I found out that that's actually not the wrong way. That's how a lot of women do it.
Are you Inspector Gadget Ho?
UTI.
She's saying she never had a UTI or anything like that. But can I just tell you?
Yeah.
This is why I have a fucking bidet.
You, right. Okay. Well, then that makes sense. You should have mentioned that.
In Oakdale, for sure.
Is that your Real Housewives of Long Island tagline? Yes. I am Corinne Polizzi.
And I have the cleanest ass in Oakdale.
I have the cleanest asshole in Oakdale. That's for sure.
I hate you.
What would mine be?
Oh, I don't even know. Fucking know.
I don't know. I need a bunch.
I'm really glad that I brought this up, though, because I really wanted to know, like, your take on this. Because it's a very hot topic on TikTok. So I was like,
question.
Which is crazy.
Question.
What? Where do I find this shit?
No. You know what always do, like, okay, when men go to the bathroom, pee, like, take a piss. Do they wipe it off?
No.
The tip?
I think they just shake it.
That's trash.
That's true. And they don't wash their hands. And I think that's weird because, okay, if I go to the bathroom, wait a minute. I just want to say something. And I'm not saying that I don't wash my hands. But if I come out of the bathroom and let's say I wipe with toilet paper on my hand, I'm not wiping my vajay with my fucking bare hand. I'm not holding it. I'm not doing any of that. If I don't wash my hands, I've seen TikToks. That's fucking disgusting. Okay, great. Yes, I agree. Yeah. Wash your hands. But if a guy can go in the bathroom and hold their pish
and not wipe their nasty hands.
You said that a lot nicer
after holding their nasty ass pishes. Yeah. You're disgusting.
You're literally holding your junk. You're holding the whole situation down there. Trash. Peeing.
Wash your fucking hands.
It's all sweaty and gross and yuck and...
Like, why is that?
I don't know. I don't think all guys don't wash, but a lot of guys don't wash their hands.
It's a wild world.
It's... Seriously.
It is a wild freaking world.
It is literally the wildest ride. It's like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. This is, you know what? They should never have taken that. They should have done Mr. Toad's Wild Ride in Disney World. Should have been things that America, like, people go through, not Americans.
And
like COVID,
the first ride
not
is,
wiping your shit.
The first
stuff,
one is like air stuff. Drying your fucking vagina.
Yeah. Like, it should have been stupid shit that people do.
I'm actually really thinking about this now.
I'm actually drunk. It's fine.
Are you shit-faced? No. I'm thinking about this now. Why don't men wash their hands after... holding know. Their dicks when going to the bathroom.
I didn't say
riveting that. Riveting episode this week. Riveting episode.
I can't help it that I fell down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
You fell down a few holes.
But my holes are the cleanest. So.
Speaking of holes. Anyway.
The cleanest holes.
Anything else on TikTok that I need to see? This is great. This is actually better. It's actually better that I don't watch the TikTok because, like.
The TikTok. I love how she calls it the TikTok.
No, but it's better because, like, now I can have, like, a pure reaction to it.
Yes. Well, that's why I was, like, when I told you, like, oh, what are we talking about? And I was, like, I have things.
Yeah.
So, and it's good because I am. At night, I am a TikTok. I'm a fool for the TikTok.
You're a slut for TikTok.
I'm a slut for the TikTok. So I, I'm in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have everything on my TikTok is just, I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I also deleted TikTok because it started getting really dark and I started seeing really sad videos and I can't do that.
Can I tell you what has been stumbling onto my TikTok now? Like police arrests. Like very yes like crazy police arrests where like the girl the last one I watched was what was it, the girl got arrested for, I don't even remember what the hell she did, I don't know,
they
had her on the
ground,
like, she was like freaking out. She was at the dentist, that's right, at the dentist. She's asking, I want my documentation. I guess she's talking about her dental records.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we have to print it up. So you got to come back. We'll mail it to you. And I'm like, it's a fucking printer. It's 2025. Like, you can't just give this woman her
zip,
shit.
Zip, 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 zip. Yeah. Boom. See ya.
It seems like they instigated that a little bit. Next thing you know, the cops are there. And this chick is getting, like, arrested. And I'm like, wow. And she is, like, freaking out on the floor. Like, I'm just like, lay down and take it like a bitch.
You know what? If I ever got in a situation where I was going to be arrested, I would just be like, okay. Just
100%.
Go ahead, officer.
I don't ever want to be arrested, though, because that's...
I would never want to be arrested, but I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't resist. I'd be like, okay, take me.
Yeah, but can I tell you, something's mentally not... Like, when I'm watching these people snap. And I'm like, what just happened? Like, you can see the turn where they're like, she's like, oh, I'm just here. And then all of a sudden, like, they turn into, like, other
people. But why was she getting arrested? What did she do?
Do you not like my nail color?
No, I actually love your nail color.
I literally hate it.
No, I actually love it. That's number one. Number two, I broke my nail at a wedding this past weekend. And because one nail broke, I ripped all them off with my teeth. And now my nails, I am trash today. I said this before. When I don't have my nails done, I am disgusting piece of shit trash.
Can I tell you something?
Trash.
Your hands don't even look that bad.
No, because, like, no, they're trash.
I think you look, like, you still, I don't know, I kind of like the natural.
Well, what I'm going to do this week is, like, because I'm going to get clear. I'm getting nude because I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
I can't take... I love your nails. I do love that color.
Really? I don't. This
better than this that lobster bisque nail polish you had a couple of months ago.
I'm sorry, what?
Better than that lobster bisque nail
polish you had a couple of months ago. First of all, that color was very pretty. Second of all, I have to go...
Disagree.
Agree to disagree. See how if fast you say so. We switch. Different colors don't look that great. I mean, next time I'm doing red and I'm not going on Pinterest.
You're a red bitch. You definitely are. I'm a red bitch. You are.
I like to look like old money red
nails. I'm a pink only. And you know what I also did? What I'm going to do tonight? Actually, I'm going to get my nails done on Friday because Mother's Day is this weekend.
Yes, that's right.
And I brought myself a muumuu and I'm going to lay out in my backyard Saturday and Sunday and bake in the sun. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bite my nails down to a bloody fucking pulp before Friday, before I get my nails done, because I'm not going to let them talk me into growing them out. I want them done. This is too long for me. Too long. Done. Hate it. Bleed. What are you looking at? What's so funny over there, bitches? Secrets are no fucking fun.
What?
What are you doing?
They're not supposed to be talking to you, fool.
I know, but I can't. I look at them.
Yeah, but they have to whisper.
What's going on? Show us.
No, I'm doing social media, like trying to find videos to make after this.
I fear I should just bring mine over.
Why does everyone talk in, like, the Dickens century?
Wait, does this have to do with vaginas? Wait.
Oh.
What the fuck is that?
Is that Kourtney Kardashian?
Oh.
Can what's I see going that? On? Is that real?
Okay, first of all, is that holes in her shirt?
Yes.
Is
it real?
This is so, like, fucking Rachel McAdams from Mean Girls.
Can you imagine,
like, why are we doing
our
this?
Grandparents?
This is,
like,
we went to the Met Gala after party. This is Lauren Chan. She's a.
That's not Kourtney Kardashian?
Illustrated.
No, that's not Kourtney Kardashian.
No, this is Lauren Chan of,
you know what, I gotta say,
of Sports Illustrated.
I don't know.
What do
I
know?
See these. I see a lot of, like,
you don't know if you like that outfit.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. I think that a lot of people just want to make a statement. And,
no, I think a lot of people just want to be spoken about, and whether it's good or bad. I think
that's
people
true,
just want attention.
Negative energy is negative energy. Negative.
Like,
negative publicity is better than no publicity, they say.
That's fucking insane to me. Imagine, like, having a conversation, like, with someone and they just can't, like, your fucking areolas are out. Like, people are going to look at it and then you complain that people are, like, not respect. Like, I'm sorry. Like, look, you're.
Yeah.
Like, you could breastfeed me. It's just weird. It's fucking weird.
Speaking of fashion, though, did you watch the Met Gala last night?
I watched a little bit of Met Gala last night. I had a meeting last night at the Babylon Breast Cancer Coalition because my fundraiser is this next week. And are you coming, bitch?
Yeah, we're trying to come.
What do you mean you're trying? You either do or you don't. What is the answer? There's no trying.
We all want to come.
So, are you coming?
We're making sure that everyone wants to go.
Why wouldn't you want to go?
We want to go. See, everyone wants
Gia
to go.
Gia doesn't want to go, bitch. What do you gotta do?
I never want to go.
What are you doing then? You don't want to fucking go?
I don't know. I'll go if everyone else goes.
Sydney's like, I don't want to go because then you guys are all going to be talking about stuff that you always talk about. And I was like, yeah, but you talk about that with a weird kid, man.
Okay.
Wait, I was going to say something about, the fashion at the Met Gala last night. Amazing. Who did you love?
I love the theme black and white. I loved Bad Bunny.
First of all,
Bad Bunny is fucking hot.
I saw him.
He is. No, we have to talk about him. Bad Bunny is so hot. His music is hot as hell. He looked so good. He was like holding a purse down with it. Love it. And I love a manly man, but you could do whatever you want.
I don't really.
I loved it. Stop.
I don't really have a thing like either way.
You loved Lauryn Hill.
Lauren, it was her first time at the Met, and I thought she killed it.
Yep.
For that, for dandyism, I mean, come on, she's like the...
What is dandyism?
So dandyism, Gia, tell them what dandyism is.
I don't know if I'm the best person to describe it, but...
It was super fine tailoring black style. The theme is inspired by Monica L. Miller's book, Slaves to Fashion, Black Dandyism and the Styling of Black. The expedition will explore the history and significance of black dandyism through garments, paintings, photographs, and more. The dress code is tailored for you, emphasizing suiting and menswear. So that was the whole thing behind the Met. Some of them brought it, and I was like, wow, like, amazing.
Shakira looked like shit. I hated it. She wore the pink.
No, who had the... I didn't... To me, that wasn't dandyism, but I don't know... Like, I just felt like it, she didn't, like,
it wasn't,
the dress itself, well, first of all, I was like,
no, she missed the mark,
but it looked a little wrinkly to me.
Love Sabrina Carpenter.
Zendaya looked amazing.
You know who I always love? I did not like Kendall Jenner's.
Well, I feel
we needed more.
I felt like I thought she was going to bring it more. I know a lot of people liked Kim's outfit, Kardashian, yeah. And I just thought she's like it looked better. A little Southern to me.
Yeah.
Like Western, and I was like not loving it.
You know what? I saw a lot. Kylie wore the corset. We're seeing a lot of that.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that in bridal. There was a lot of bridal looks on there, which I think that you'll probably see a lot more suiting in bridal, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we're making stuff like that, mm-hmm. So, and we do a lot of custom suits here, and I saw a lot of things last night on that red carpet, well, blue carpet, because it's not red, that I was like, we should do that. What?
Did you see that Anna Wintour had a stain on her dress?
I did. Listen, nobody's perfect, right?
Nobody's perfect, but are you fucking kidding me?
It must have happened like on the way there because she would never.
What was she doing? Eating a cheesy gordita crunch on the way over to
It looked like almost like an ink stain. I wonder if like somebody dropped like a pen or something on her and it just like bled right through. Yeah, it was crazy. I thought Lizzo looked fabulous.
Fantastic.
Not really. It was her tatas.
She looked so good. Lizzo looked great.
Who else? Yeah, I mean, I think all in all, the night was a success. But I was, like, waiting to see, like, more. Diana Ross. Oh, my God. Fabulous. 20-foot train walked she out. Had.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
She could have walked out there and shit.
And yeah. Diana and we saw, like, some really big designers on the runway. So
I saw a lot of Louis. A lot of Louis. And you're seeing a lot of Chanel. You're seeing a lot of the monogram. Like, yeah. you know it's Louis.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot. Know? Who had the whole monogram outfit on? I can't think now, but she had yes.
Yeah.
She had the whole monogram. And then Sabrina Carpenter was Louis.
Yeah, she's cute. I love her.
Yeah, so.
I do. I love her. At first, I didn't like her, but I really do like her now.
Yeah,
I
think she's cute.
Funny. She's quirky.
I don't know what I want to call it. Her look for the night reminded me of something that she would wear on stage, though.
100%.
So I was kind of like, interesting, but I guess it suited her.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so we're going to play a game. We're going to use our buzzers. And, okay.
Q&A with Corinne and Cass.
What would you rather have at your wedding?
Oh, okay.
All right, ready?
This is a fun one.
Yeah. All right, what would you rather have at your wedding? Margaritaville or the Rainforest Cafe?
Death.
Or where would you rather have your wedding? I'm sorry. Death? Is that what you said?
At a fucking cemetery. Neither. Neither.
Wait.
But I have to choose one?
Those are your options.
I would pick Margaritaville because I love tequila. And number two, it's like on the ocean, the beach. I could turn it into like a beachy wedding.
Okay. I'll go with that.
Can I go?
You didn't use your buzzer. Okay. You want to go next?
Where would you rather have your wedding? A laundromat or the DMV?
The laundromat because it smells better. It always smells like fresh dryer sheets.
Yeah, and the DMV definitely smells like feet.
Dirty. Yes, I was just gonna say dirty shoes.
Feet and
probably all those girls from Lily Flanagan's going over the DMV. Literally, that's so gross.
Blow drying their twats out.
It smells like a fucking foot.
Like a foot.
It literally smells like a foot. It's gross.
100%. You should
really get those oil diffusers in there. Anyway, continue.
No, because then it's gonna smell like lavender feet. Bye. Anyway, your turn. Okay. Go, bitch.
Next one. Chuck E. Cheese or Dave and Buster's?
Dave and Buster's because Chuck E. Cheese is filth. I know. And, like, I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but I have a child and I will not let her go to Chuck E. Cheese ever. I'm sorry. She's going to get cocksucked.
I don't think she is definitely going to get cocksucked.
If a commercial comes off for the Chuck E. Cheese, she goes, I want to go there. And I'm like, okay, you ain't going there, bitch. Go in the backyard. Thank you.
Gianna, have you ever been to Chuck E. Cheese? Yes. I didn't bring you, though.
I think I
I just, I don't know. Last time was there, I saw kid, some kid licking some. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I'm in hell.
That's disgusting. Okay, your turn.
Would you rather have... No, would you rather your wedding... Oh, this is a good one. Be catered by Wendy's or Chick-fil-A?
Wendy's. Because Wendy's has more of a selection. Chick-fil-A sucks. Chick-fil-A is overrated. They have like three things on the menu. Chicken, french fries, and that mac and cheese. It's weird. Although the lemonade
Doesn't delicious. Sound bad to me. What the fuck? This Diet Coke is defected.
Here we go.
First of all, it's not as bubbly. It's not that cool. It's and defective. I just took this off and the thing came off. So now I can't screw the cap back on. Trash. Gianna, get me a fucking refund. You're trash.
All right, ready? Go. Next one.
You'd ask me.
Oh, no, I just... Oh, yes, you're right. Okay, ready?
Say it again.
What?
I'm right. Go.
I'm not saying that.
Go!
Okay, IKEA.
What
is cafeteria included. Same thing.
Where would I have it?
Yes.
Okay.
Or Costco. This is a hard one because the meatballs.
IKEA. Because I feel like I could know. I can like move for it. I'm thinking like realistically here, bitch. Because yes, it will be meatballs. And also I can like move like furniture and like have a really pretty setting and, you know, like grab some like home plants over for my ceremony. Like I'm thinking here. I'm thinking setup.
Wrong answer.
You're Costco has bitch. More food. That doesn't matter.
Why? The food is important.
Next.
They have furniture.
Oh, it's my turn.
What if your guests get cold and you have blankets on everybody? And pillows. Everyone can take a nap and eat hot dogs.
I don't care about my guests. Anyway, would you rather walk down the aisle to Who Let the Dogs Out or Mbop? Mbop.
Oh my God. I hate literally both those songs.
Well, pick one, bitch.
I'm going to go with, I can't. How could you? I got.
Bitch, you gave me the Rainforest Cafe.
No, I know. I'm going to go with Who Let the Dogs Out because it's a much, it's like more of a party song. And I feel like it would get the crowd going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trash. Okay.
Mbop. Like, that's ridiculous.
Okay. I would do like an acoustic version of Mbop.
An acoustic version?
I'm sure I can Google it right now and there will be an acoustic version and it's going to probably be beautiful. Let's see who could get it first.
Okay.
Acoustic bop. Oh, got it. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Really? I thought you meant like the reception.
No, bitch. Walk down. Would you rather walk down the aisle too?
I thought you. Look, this isn't even coming up on my Apple. Fine, I'll give it to you.
You know what? Those Hanson boys grew up. Let's see if there's an acoustic Who Let the Dogs Out.
Who let I want to hear dogs it. Out? If there is, I
want to. Hold on.
Go.
1 minute, acoustic.
Come on, men. Oh, what's happening
Wait,
here?
Wait, there
At
is.
Domino's, we're all
Stop it.
Hold on.
I hope it's beautiful because I'm walking down the aisle to it. I've already just, there's no turning back now. I'm fucked. I have to do it. Sorry, Tara. I love it. I win.
Yippee-yay. No, we need like a... Wait.
Wait. I can get into this. Someone give me a
Wait,
lighter.
Wait, I'll listen to the... I want to listen to the chorus. As you walk down the aisle and you're
You
fucking...
turned off before I could start moving my cat.
As you walk down the aisle and your big, beautiful Maggie Sotero... Get the light off me. All right, last one. Go ahead, ask me.
Ugh. Okay. Would you rather your wedding... Wait, all right, hold on a second. You jumped around. Would you rather your wedding be catered by Taco Bell or White Castle?
Taco Bell, 100%.
Taco Bell's the best.
Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
And then I'll ask
I feel like White Castle is dirty.
I have to ask you, would you rather walk down the aisle too?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know which one. Okay.
It's fucking Diet Coke.
A live kazoo band or an accordion solo? can't even breathe.
I would do an accordion solo.
Oh, like, really? I want to pull up a fucking kazoo, man. No, don't.
Beautiful kazoo band. You don't know what a kazoo is. It's like,
I know what a kazoo is.
It's what Billy Joel like, sings.
What? Billy Joel?
Billy Joel.
A kazoo?
Piano man?
That's a harmonica.
Oh.
Well, you're an asshole.
What? What's a kazoo?
I'm done. Billy Joel. I'm like, I've seen Billy Joel in concert 3 times. Oh. I've never seen that man with a kazoo in his hand. You know what? Get the hell out of here.
You're right. I'm
apologizing.
Oh, I am sorry. I got my kazoo in my harmonica. So sorry, bitch.
Listen,
you better. Bitch, I'm tired. Go.
Ugh.
My fake is my beautiful fundraiser that I'm having this Wednesday that Corinne, Gia, Sydney, Gianna will not be attending.
I'm coming.
Because they don't love me, clearly, and support good causes. My tired is.
She's a bitch.
Was that my thick? Yes. My tired is. I don't have a tired this week. I'm happy, bitch. My tired is you buying cardboard tampons.
Oh, my God.
Are you crazy?
First of all.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Cardboard tampons?
Well, listen, can I just say something? Did you put a super on in there? An orange? Did you take?
No, oh, no. A green one. It was cardboard. I got a paper cut.
Oh.
Fuck.
First of all, I like the cardboard ones. Let me tell you why. Because I feel like they're more absorbent. And you're buying super ultra fucking Maximus.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am. I'm buying
Ultra Plus. I've never even seen that tampon.
That's basically a wedding dress.
If I use...
It's getting really silly.
If I go in there... If I put on a super tampon.
Disgusting.
Whatever, same shit. If I put in a super plus, let's just say the orange one.
Yeah.
With the plastic applicator, it does not, I have to change it more often, but if I use the cardboard one, I don't.
That doesn't make sense.
Talking about tampons.
You're talking about people fucking blow drying their vulva, you fucking crazy bitch. I can talk about something that's completely normal.
I mean because of the size of the tampons. Gianna felt like she was violated when she borrowed one of your tampons.
Listen, Gianna, I have a very heavy left.
Home.
Yes, is it uncomfortable? Wait, it's very uncomfortable.
Wait. Gianna comes home one day from work and she goes to your house and goes, I borrowed a tampon from Cassidy. I am in so much pain.
Well, that's, you know, now I am not in pain when I put them in because that's how much I bleed. Okay. You are probably in pain because you don't need that much. You don't bleed that much, bitch. Yeah, because you don't have that much blood flow. The blood that comes. Do you want me to show you?
No.
No, I will. Maybe I fucking will. No, maybe I will. Because I'm going to shut you all down. You're like, oh, okay, I get it now, Cass. I show Rob all the time.
No, we understand you show Rob. I sent a picture of Rob.
Yes. Did I show Rob this?
Yes.
Yeah, he just need to know.
And I feel bad for Rob.
And he's like screamed at me.
The man is clearly a saint and he's going to go straight to heaven.
100%.
Because there's no way in God's green earth. That I would ever.
Anyway, Gianna, it's nothing to do with size. It has to do with absorbency. I need an ultra. All my sisters are an ultra because.
I beg to differ. I think it has a lot to do with size.
No, it doesn't, bitch, because it's go to hell. I'll tell you, Gianna, you want to know how bad my blood flow is? I have to change that in a half hour and I have a pad on. Yep, it goes right through.
But maybe you should go to the doctor.
I tell him, he's like, oh, you're right. You just got a lot of heavy blood. Me and all my sisters.
I mean, listen, everyone has that. They say if you bleed, this is going in a different direction.
It's fine.
It's under 2 hours.
No, mine goes.
If you're changing under 2 hours, then they say that's too heavy.
Way under 2 hours.
How long do you go for?
Day one.
No, how many days total?
The first day is insanely heavy. The second day.
No. How many days is your period? Oh, that's normal.
But listen.
So the first day is really heavy.
When me and my sisters were growing up, there's 4 girls and my mom. So we all had. So
oh, that's
one,
us.
One day my mom was like, I'll never forget this. We were all at the same time, except for my little sister, who's like 15 years younger than me. And like, you know, they bought us our toiletries back then because we weren't working and shit. And I'm like, Mom, we need more tampons. My mom's like, God damn it. Why didn't I just start breeding sheep in the backyard? And I was like, you know what? That makes sense.
Oh, God. You know what's really crazy? I don't think your mother speaks like that.
She does. What's I'll FaceTime the bitch right now.
No.
She'll be like, what do you want? Hello.
No.
Let me FaceTime her.
Okay.
Hi.
She's going to be like, hi. You want me to put my mom on the phone?
No.
She goes, no.
Do it.
No. Mommy will be like, get me off.
What's up?
What are you doing?
I just ran out to the store. She's sleeping. Bridget's home.
Mom. What? When me, Caitlin, and Maggie used to get our periods all together at the same time, back in the day, what did you used to say?
Is that the sheep thing? Is that what you remember about my
Yeah. Husband? Remember when you just flipped out one day? You're like, God damn it. Let me just start breeding sheep in the backyard.
That's great.
That's still true.
Yeah, it is. All right, that's all.
That's all.
All right. Bye. Is that the sheep thing? Yeah, 100%.
Wow, anyway. That's crazy. All
right, what is your thick and tired?
So my tired was this podcast.
Literally. I feel like we just aged like 9 years.
I don't know what happened. It really went awry. We had a lot of lady cake talk today.
This is like really frustrating.
Really?
Yeah.
I give you a moment to shine. Give me mine.
Oh, go ahead. Do you hear my stomach? I'm growling. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm fucking with you. I don't care. I'm pretty good.
Can't even put this back on.
Take that off and then put the cap on.
No, because you need the cap on it to
you don't.
Close it, Corinne. Oh, okay. Well, now the air is going to, the bubbles gonna is going to, fizz is going to come out, whatever.
My tired. Yeah, this was a long one. But
literally.
But it was just a lot of lady cake talk.
Yeah, a lot of badge.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, that was a lot. I'm going to go home and blow dry myself.
Yeah. And then maybe powder after. Let me know how that goes.
A dust. Yeah.
Dry to dust.
A blow and a dust.
Just like a spa day.
Wait.
That should be the name of a new...
That's the name of our podcast. A blow and a dust. Or maybe like one of those...
We're now offering new services at Ivory and Maine.
Could be like one of those new foot spas.
Blow and dust.
Blow and dust.
Sounds like we're going to get... Just we're going to get shut down with the cops.
We're definitely going to get shut down immediately.
You're going to be on the next video on TikTok of getting arrested.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be like the next Heidi Fleiss.
What?
Do you not know who Heidi Fleiss is?
No. Okay, everyone. Have a great week, everyone. No, I'm not getting...
Can I say my thick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Not coming to my fundraiser?
That's my thick? Why would that be my thick? Drink your soda. My thick is the rain. Because it's washing away. No, not because it's beautiful. Oh. It's like a fucking mess. Because the allergies are so bad and I'm sneezing a lot. And I know you're struggling more. And Sam's like crazy. But like it's washing away all the pollen and we need to get the fuck out of here.
Let
because it's so bad this year.
Down.
So let it rain all week and then let's just have blue skies.
Okay.
That's my fucking thick.
Lame. Until next week, everybody.
See you next Tuesday.